Now, as you know, the San Diego Zoo is one of the finest zoos in the world, and we've had this young lady on the show very often the past, I guess, 7 or 8 years she's been appearing with
us. About 9 years.
Hmm?
About 9 years.
Right, yeah. Several plus several will be about nine.
You said 7 or 8.
No, I said I didn't say 7 or 8. I said several.
Then you said 7 or 8, and I said
did
it's
I?
Nine.
Yes. Nine. Good, thank you.
Yeah. Some of the animals you had as babies are now 10 years old.
That would be about right.
Remember the animals that did something funny on your tie?
Yes.
Those little lions, the little baby lions, were 1 year old.
That's right.
They are now treacherous and ferocious 10-year-old animals.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, Joan Embry is here tonight.
And she's now 32.
That's right. Joan is an animal handler and a trainer. And you really think you're fooling everybody, don't you?
No.
And she
I'm
also...
I'm just here to do my best to help you.
I know that. And she does her 3 horse shows a day. Did you know that? At the animal park.
Boy.
What?
What an exciting idea.
Would you like an army cot or something? Maybe just to kind of catch up on a little little nappy poo? Just might snap you right out of it. Okay.
I love Joan. I'm the only one who went down to see Joan. Doc has never seen her. You've never seen her. I went to the wild animal farm.
It's all right. It's okay.
But you're upsetting me.
No, I don't want to upset you.
I went down, Joan, and
I know you did. It's all right.
Fine. Don't say... No.
What?
I know her. I went down there.
Oh, I know you did. I know you went down there.
And I held a baby gorilla.
I couldn't go with you that week. You held a baby gorilla. Good. All right. And let's get her out here quickly. Would you welcome Joan Embry?
The Don and Mike Show.
Two dazzling urbanites. Don and Mike.
Ah, there we go. Good Monday afternoon, everybody. And welcome to the Best of Dynamite right here on 106.7 WJFK. Wow. Somebody was in here messing with the buttons over the weekend. Must be a new hire in town. Anyway, welcome to the Best of Dynamite from 2 to 3 p.m. right here on 106.7 WJFK. Leading up to Dynamite Live at 3, I'm your host, Artinger, here, the legendary Joe Artinger, with you on this gloomy Monday afternoon. Yes, indeed. I haven't seen the sun in days. Well, I guess it was out on Saturday, but I wasn't out on Saturday, so I wouldn't have seen the sun. Anyway, Best of Dynamite leading up to Dynamite Live at 3, and you do want to listen at 3 today. You know why? Because you could win a pair of tickets to join Comedy Central and Lewis Black from The Daily Show with Jon Stewart for a private, politically packed stand-up routine this Monday, November 1st at the DC Improv, or you could win a trip for two anywhere Independence Air flies. Oh, and look what's back on the ledger. $500 in laser loot from Georgetown Laser Hair Removal. Now, let's get into the Best of Dynamite. Don and Frida, occasionally when they go on vacation, take cruises, and that's what we're talking about today on the Best of Dynamite on 106.7 WJFK.
Here's how our vacation started. We had a couple of days where we just hung around and drove each other crazy. And finally, they were going to go on this cruise. This was a very long thought out. We wanted to have some quality time together, just she and I. You know, we've been on cruises with her mother and with her mother's sister.
Sure.
With a kid. So we arrived. Now, we should have known that there was going to be a problem getting off the boat today, and I'll tell you why. This is why I'm a stupid man. Just like I said, don't fill up with gas on the way to get the boat.
Yeah.
When we arrived in Baltimore, I don't know, 10 days ago on a Friday, mm-hmm. to get this boat, we couldn't get on the boat. We were stuck in the parking lot at the Port of Baltimore for 3 hours because the people in customs had not let the people off that boat.
Oh,
yet.
You should have known.
And this is why I'm so stupid, because didn't I even call you to scream at you about that, Rob?
Every time the phone would ring, I would see his name on caller ID. I'd answer my cell phone, and I'd just hear, Jesus. That would be the first thing he said. He said, 2 hours now. 2 hours. Whoop, they're making an Jesus. And it was just, it was a great running commentary.
So it took 3 hours to get the other people off the
boat. Yeah, so there was, so I should have known this up front, but, you know, it was that thing, it's the beginning of vacation, and
you're all, you know, even though you're getting uptight, you're a little giddy.
I'm giddy, and at that point, you know, we're having to wait a couple hours, but we can see this boat right there, and we're thinking, well, hey.
What a nice boat it is.
What about those schmucks that are stuck on those boats? Hey, well, screw them, those dumb schmucks.
Gee, they're pretty stupid.
Yeah, not knowing that, you know, just 10 days later. So, we're waiting, and they waited for over 2 hours, and then you talked about Disneyland. Here's a tactic that they use, where there were maybe 300 people gathered waiting to get on this boat. We'd been waiting, some of us, 3 hours, most people two. They brought one bus by, and if you were there early enough, you got to go get on this bus, and they lead you to believe you're going to get on the cruise ship now. What they did was they drove around once around the block so that all the other people waiting could see you, and they took you behind this building, and they parked the bus.
Oh, no.
So now everybody on the bus is getting very rowdy, and they're saying, hey, we're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
And the guy comes on the intercom and says, ladies and gentlemen, you will be the first passengers to board the boat as soon as it has been cleared. However, please do note that because you arrived early, you are sitting on an air-conditioned boat. Air-conditioned bus, and we hope you enjoy yours. We hope
enjoy
to have
your air-conditioned bus. The temperature outside is 37 degrees.
Right, we hope to have you on the boat within the next 45 minutes. And at that point, people go, oh. But then you think about the other people that you can still see, because our bus is hidden.
Well, it's just like that song, the Titanic, you know? It's the class system, you know? The people in steerage are, you know, are all over in the other section.
No, it was just that we were lucky enough to get on the bus, where we wait another hour, they drive us around the parking lot, the other portion.
Aren't they people that are like the Titanic? They're going to be down, like, in the belly of the ship, dancing to folk music?
And then here's what happens. The other poor schmucks who are waiting, they see that we the bus that we got on,
and they're upset already because they're going to be sleeping in bunks.
Here's the thing. They see, one of them sees the bus, and it's like a
look at those people, they're on the bus, get it, boys.
It's a line where you see that one person talking to one person, one talking to one person. And it's not that we were all in it together. We were in the same line as them. But now they realize that they've been had. They could accept the fact that they thought we went and got on a bus and we're on the boat. Mm-hmm. And as soon as we get off that bus, that bus is coming back for them.
Yeah. Right.
Well, the problem is somebody saw us back there. Mm-hmm. And you see all the people turn around. And so, you know what?
And then they see the rats scampering off the ship.
You know what the bus driver did?
What?
He drove us around in circles.
Oh, really?
We drove around in big circles.
So you wouldn't be stared at by the other people?
Right.
You know what I do in that situation? I give him the Queens wave. You know, give him a little Queens wave out the window.
So finally, the terminal's cleared out. They take us to the ship. And this is just wonderful. Everything is great. I know that we have different stuff that we can talk about now on the show as opposed to before, but I just want to tell you something. If I could say, Mike, just a cat couldn't scratch it. Okay, can I say that about myself? Can I say that that on this trip, marital relations were at an all-time high?
Well, congratulations.
I believe 9 days out of 10. 9 days out of 10.
Absolutely outstanding.
9 days out of 10.
Well, you know what it is? You're relaxed. Yep. You're on vacation. That's what it's all about.
And with some real excitement, because at one point, we're there. We're in our room, and there's the door. It's one of the house guys, right? The housekeeper guys. Mm-hmm. And we hear him say, and because nobody...
You two stop it in there.
We hear him say, hello, Miss Frida, hello, Mr. Mike. And we hear him trying to put his key in there. Now, we've got the thing double bolted, right?
Right.
But also, we're in a very compromising position where it is highly likely that if one of us moves, that something's going to happen. And
okay.
It's going to be over.
Right.
Because I'm that way.
Right.
So I said, boy, you know what? If you go answer that.
So door, when he knocked on the door, did you just kind of freeze?
Yeah. And then he said, hello, hello. And now we are screaming, both of us screaming, come back later.
Yes.
Come back later. Meanwhile, he's still, hello. And I look down and look what's happened. Look what's happened. Mm-hmm. Something's happened.
Oh, okay.
Something bad has happened.
All right, I understand.
Not something good.
Yeah.
Something, it's like, right. I look down and go, Oh, yeah. Oh, look at that.
Yeah, the moment is past.
Look at that. But then what's great is I go to the door, I put the towel on because I got nothing to be embarrassed about because I'm a two-year-old.
Right.
Down there, I go to the door. I mean, now in the state.
I understand, yes.
I go to the door and I go, hey, we're trying to, get something done in here. And
is that what you said? I like that.
No, I don't know another way to put it. His name is Wilhelm. He's right. I think Frida has
it. Do you feel it necessary to even give that much information? When you come to the door in your towel, I think you might get the drift.
Well, here's the deal.
We're trying to get something done here.
We were screaming. The both of them, later, right? Come back. It's like, God, don't you get that? You never walk in on people.
What if you were to look at him in the eye and just go, this is a bad time? Okay.
I don't think that
you wouldn't get it.
But it registered.
We're trying to get something accomplished here.
So he went. Then he went. Oh, okay. Finally, he goes away. But later he comes back, and the guy still doesn't get it. Now we're dressed, and everything's cool. So he comes back and he knocks on the door. He's got some hors d'oeuvres or something, and he comes in, and the guy says to us, "Oh, how are you guys doing? You know, I tried to deliver these before, but the door was double locked." And then Mr. Mike came to the door. So I have your hors d'oeuvres. It's like the guy never got it that there was...
You were obviously having your hors d'oeuvres.
There was beautiful love.
Maybe he knew and he was waiting to be invited in.
Now, maybe that's the real celebrity in Celebrity Cruises.
What about somebody on this cruise who didn't have as great a time? And it's not the type of thing that they want you to hear about, but I'm going to say it anyway because it's not the fault of the cruise ship.
You've been on a lot of cruises. It's your preferred now mode of vacationing. It's what you like, and I know one time you got very... You and your wife both got very ill on a cruise ship.
Yeah, this time, because no trip to me is complete without a trip to the medical center, I fell because I'm a klutz and broke a glass. I was walking, there's a shock, walking around with a glass in my hand at 10 in the morning, and had a nice big shard of glass sticking out of the side of my finger.
Ooh. So you had to take a trip to the emergency room.
Yeah, but no stitches. They put liquid bandage, something like super glue on.
How was Bernie Coppell?
And Doc is great. There's always something exciting that happens on a boat with other people. And there are two things I'll tell you about. One of the things that happened was we were going to stop somewhere. I don't know, one of these dumb stops, Belize or Cozumel, somewhere. And it's one of those things where they say the boat will be arriving at 6 a.m. So when you get up, you'll be there. Well, the next day, when I got up to go to this stop, all of the people who work on the ship came up to me and said, "Oh, did you hear what happened? Did you hear that we had pulled into dock 4 hours early last night for an emergency?" "No, what's the emergency?" "Heart attack."
"Ooh."
"Guy had a heart attack."
"Ooh." "Did he die?"
"Yeah, he's dead."
"Oh,
he was
gosh.
Dead before the boat got there, before they got to shore."
You know, the only cruise I ever went on, the guy that I was talking to as we were pulling out of the harbor, bought the farm. Died of a heart attack.
It right.
Wow.
Now,
you think it's the rich food?
No, here's the thing. Although, look, I don't know, but I have to say something. Being a fat guy, there are people on those cruise ships really that make me feel like Andy Dick.
I mean,
you know what I mean? I can't think of anybody skinnier than Andy Dick.
Well, the land of the cruise ship is actually the land of isn't it 24-hour eating?
Yes, it is.
You ever suck the jelly out of the jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
That's one of the people who worked on the boat. One of these times when there was a couple walking by, and I'm talking about 400 for him and maybe 350, maybe 375 for her.
Wow.
They're both mighty big, and they're wondering how come it's 12:01 and the Hawaiian pizza's not being served yet.
Sure.
So I said something about somebody, and a guy said, "Oh, yes, we had a woman who got stuck in her bathtub on the last cruise." And I said, what happened? He said, "She filled it with water, and she was so big that when the water left, she was stuck to the side."
Created a vacuum.
Yes, and what they had to do is they had to come up with petroleum jelly and butter, and they actually had to, finesse the woman out.
Oh, my God.
Like around her love handles and everything.
I heard on one of those cruise ships, do your toilets, you have some...
Vacuum.
Yeah, they're vacuum, right? Yeah. I heard that one time that a woman... was in one of those rooms in the toilet area, and she was actually you know, the vacuum held her to the seat.
Yeah, and caused some damage also.
So this guy's dead.
I mean, there's a lot of that. That happened. There's some big people on those cruise ships.
The thing is, the guy had a heart attack, assuming it was natural causes. Whatever. When it's your time, it's your time. Wow. But it's for whatever reason. And I understand
Did you find out whether he was young, old, or...
Old.
Old.
Oh, everybody on the ship was old. I was the youngest guy on the ship.
Really?
Yeah. But the thing is, no, Rob, no.
Don, you are on the air, sir.
Good guess, but it wasn't him. I was asking somebody later, because I was becoming friends with the...
Someone is administering CPR to a man in a red, white, and blue Speedo.
And don't forget about the dyed mustache.
The dyed mustache.
So I said to somebody who works on the ship, why is it such a secret that a guy had a heart attack? He said, oh, bad publicity.
Yeah.
I said, but it's not like you guys killed him. I said, no, but, you know, nobody wants to mention this.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, here's something that I bet they don't want mentioned, but I'm going to mention it anyway, because I would say they're great cruise line, celebrity cruises.
Did they leave him at a port of call, or did they bring him back on the ship?
Or did they bury him at sea?
For all I knew, they tossed him over the edge. I'm not really sure.
When the guy bought the farm on the SS Norway, I'll never forget this, I think he expired on St. Martin, the island of St. Martin.
That's
and
a lovely place.
They give his wife the option to fly back. And she chose to stay on the boat. She was kind of in shock, and she just wanted to. And apparently, he was down with the luggage.
Oh my! Oh well.
The whole trip back.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow, my clothes smell funny.
That's why I was asking if maybe you if you knew whether he was still. You might have been cruising with a corpse.
Maybe so. Yeah. Well, in many cases, I was, Mike. But those were only at limited, isolated moments where we would actually butt heads. Here is a great. I know we got a break. I tell you this.
As soon as he felt chest pains, instead of an aspirin, they gave him an eclair. That's what you do on a cruise ship.
That's what they do.
So now, listen to this, because this is tragic and funny, and I got to see it firsthand. We were in Nassau. This was on Saturday. The boat is the last stop before we go back to Baltimore. And they do all this crazy stuff on the ship where you set your watch back on Friday night or set your watch forward on Friday night. And they send out a very confusing note saying to you, be back on the ship by 12:45 ship time.
Ah.
Now, as it turns out, there were three different times that were given by the clock in our room.
Okay.
So I had no idea what time was ship's time, what time was real time. Frida got off the boat to do some shopping, and we still had our watches on East Coast time. She said, what time do you think I should be back by? I said, we're going to leave at 1. As long as you're back by 12:45, you're cool. Mm-hmm. So as it turns out, she got back about 11:45. And she came up to the room, and she said, you won't believe this. All these people are running on the boat because they think the boat's about to leave. I said, oh, pshaw. Look at this.
Pshaw.
I pull out whatever the dumb, you know, ship's newspaper is. I said, look, leave at 12:45 time, ship's time. I said, look, right. I showed it on my watch. Look, it's only 11:50. And then she said, look on the clock on the wall behind you. And I see, oh, my God, it's 12:50.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh
now,
my God.
The ship is leaving. We're pulling away. And as I'm sitting on the deck, I swear to Christ, I see two people running towards the boat.
Wow.
And because I want some kind of payback with Frida, I say, baby, come here. The other people are stupid like me. Look, here's people that didn't make the boat.
So they're... What do they do to those for those people?
I have the answer to that.
Yes.
It was a daughter and a father. The daughter looked to be about 16. Guy was in his mid-40s.
Mommy on the boat?
Yeah, mommy on the boat, as I found out later.
Sure.
Mommy not happy, obviously, because they're standing at the edge of the pier, and the boat has not left yet. We can still see them.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing one of these with the arms going, hey, yo, hey, and a lot of people are watching them.
Like they're going to turn it around.
A lot of people are watching them, but are not doing anything.
Sure.
And I'm watching them as well, but then all of a sudden, and I promise this won't happen very often with me, I get a real pang of consciousness, and I think, well, if Frida had listened to me, that could be her off the boat, or it could
yeah, right.
be me.
Yeah, yeah,
so I go back to the guy that's like cleaning the bed, and I go, hey, dude, look at, there's people right out there. I mean, they just missed the boat.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, we tell you, you got to be on the boat. If you're not on the boat, You got to make arrangements for the next stop.
Ooh.
So then what we watch is, as these people are running frantically and screaming, somebody tells them, somebody tells somebody that there are two people that are left on the dock.
Mm-hmm.
So they send a boat back. They send a little tiny boat. But the problem is, as the boat is going up and down the aisles almost of the piers where the cruise ships are,
right.
The people are running in the opposite direction.
Like you panicky rats.
I swear to God. I swear to God. And people on the boat are yelling to the people on the pier who can't hear us now. We're all yelling, move left! Run left! Because they would go left and the little boat would go right.
Right.
So the boat goes through all of the docks, doesn't see them. The guy pulls out in front and gives the sign in the air, throws his hands in the air like, they are not here! And the boat goes, beep, beep. And we take off.
Oh. And they're left there?
We take off, and they are left there. And they could not get out of wherever this was, Nassau. They didn't have the passports. They left the boat just the driver's licenses.
Oh.
So they had, I guess, wait for somebody to FedEx them their passports. Anyway, later that night, I was talking to a guy, and he said, hey, did you hear about the just like on this boat, people talking about me. Hear about the guy with the heart attack? Did you hear about the guy? I said, hey, did you hear about the people that were left behind today? I said, did I hear?
It's like the haunted cruise.
Yeah. He said, did I hear about it? Oh, I saw it. I watched it with binoculars. I said, and I did.
Right.
I said, it was great. I said, I was laughing. I was worried. I even went back and told the guy about it. He said, I can top that. The woman, the mother, is in the cabin next to me.
Oh,
said,
man.
She's out of her mind, frantic. Because now, here's the deal. Her husband and her teenage daughter are off on in Nassau.
Mm-hmm.
The boat's left for Baltimore. Cell phones don't work. It's not like they can pick up a phone and just call him.
Yeah, right.
And it's not like he can just...
Oh, so this is your last stop?
Yeah, this is the last stop before we get to Baltimore. So this poor guy, we thought it was noon. As it turns out, it was really 1 o'clock. Anyway, these people in Nassau, I don't know what happened to them. I wish them Godspeed.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry that I laughed at first.
What was I'm confused about the ship that they sent, the little small boat. They sent that back for him, and they just... It was too high up, and the boat was too low or something like that?
No, here's... I'm not explaining this correctly. In this port in Nassau, there are parking spots mm-hmm. for 8 cruise ships.
All right.
So
along a long dock?
Yeah. All of them where they can all, like a parking lot.
Right.
For 8 giant cars. And there's a big pier. There would be 9 big piers because there's one between each of
the
cruise ships are. Well, there was 8 cruise ships and it was very crowded. And as the guy would ride the boat around and look for them, for instance, between pier number 2 and pier number 3, they would be down at the other end between pier number 7 and pier number 8.
And they couldn't see the boat?
No, because the boat could go both in front and behind the cruise ships. So when they were on the front, where everybody was screaming to them, go back! Go back! Because the little boat was back there. People were yelling, go back! Go back! What they did was they went back to where they were before, not to the... back of the
so they pier. Almost got him.
Yeah, let me draw.
Wow.
Mike, maybe you can explain it if I draw a picture. So here are the docks. See if you can explain this for people.
Right,
okay?
Right.
So in this area right around here, there's an area where the guy's riding the boat all the way in a circle around all these docks.
Right.
The people are here when the boat guy is here. When the boat guy gets to here where the people are,
they're running to the wrong
they've
pier.
Gone all the way back here.
I understand now.
And now they're behind. Can you explain that drawing to people?
Yeah,
listening?
They're little piers that jut out for each individual cruise ship, and the boat is circling the perimeter of that area, and every time he would get to a point where the people were, they'd double back.
Yes. Mm. Right.
That is so pathetic.
It's like a nightmare.
And listen, I know she's been on the phone a lot today, and we're going to hear her tape in a second, but you have to hear the truth. How great it was watching it with binoculars.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, really, you got to be honest. The part of you that says, better them than me.
It was the funniest of funny. She's not there.
wonder if that guy had to be back
so
at work today.
So this would be yesterday evening, right?
Saturday. The day before, it's not there. Anyway. So that was what happened. I mentioned about
nobody ever found out from the lady, the mother, that whether they made it or not. Well, they obviously probably didn't get back to the boat. They probably had to fly back to Baltimore.
Nope. We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Life can be full of risks. If you're self-employed or a small business owner, you already know that. You take risks every day. Well, I'm here to remind you that one thing you shouldn't take risks with is your family's health insurance. If you don't have health insurance, get it now. If you have health insurance, call us and see if we can give you better coverage at a better rate. We're the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. We help tons of self-employed folks and small business owners every day obtain affordable health insurance. You can reach us 24 hours a day at 1-800-479-1077. That's 1-800-479-1077. Don't take risks with your health insurance. It's not worth it. Without the right health insurance plan, you could be in trouble. For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed and small business owner, call 1-800-479-1077. 1-800-479-1077. Home office located in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states, and benefits may vary by state.
Saturdays at 3 p.m., tune in to Defense Industry Careers and learn how you can find the right people for your defense programs on 106.7 WJFK.
Little Miss Muffet, The Revenge. After the spider frightened Miss Muffet away, she went back to her tuffet and got to thinking. This spider epidemic's got to stop, she said. So she started a lucrative little business with the earnings from her curds and whey operation, called it Muffet's Extermination and Pest Control. The business became so popular with arachnophobics she could hardly keep up with the service orders flooding in. So many bugs, so little bandwidth, she exclaimed. So she dropped her DSL provider because they were just repackaging residential broadband and got Covad Business Class DSL. With Covad's proven performance and professional installation, her online operation ran as snug as a bug in a rug. And the moral. Businesses need business class broadband.
Call today. You may qualify for free installation, free router, a free month, or all three after rebate. Visit covad.com. That's COVAD.com or call 1-877-COVAD-78 for details. Not available in all areas. Performance guarantees not applicable to all services.
My husband and I, we were so excited about our experience there that we wanted to come back.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry customer Lorraine Melton, talks about the Leo Diamond.
I looked at the Leo, and I literally jumped back. There is something very, very special about that diamond. I think the Leo diamond is the most brilliant. I get compliments all the time.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry's association with the artisans at Leo Schachter now offers you an exclusive. The Leo Artisan, with dimensions of optical perfection that establish a new standard for diamond brilliance.
Leo.